option of us either destroying the license plates or delivering them to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Again, our concern is simply the process in which to handle a volume of license plates and what we do with them and how they would be destroyed and what process you would use. So we would not want to be in the process of us taking possession of the plates and being responsible for destroying them. And I'm sure the Department of Motor Vehicles at some point would get tired of receiving them if we ship them to them. I think that area deserves some attention and concern. And secondly, on lines 26 and 27 of page 2 of the bill, it adds a penalty for an insurer who violates Section 4 of the Act to be a violation of a provision of the insurance code without specifying what provision of the insurance code. And it is already in Section 4 of the Act a Class A misdemeanor for having violated it. Through other cross-referencing, it is a violation of the RICO standards, and now adding this third provision and not being specific as to what provision of the insurance code. So we'd question that. So with that, Madam Chair, I think that would conclude our testimony.
Do you have any questions for John?
Madam Chair.
Representative Walden.
Mr. Powell, what happens to license plates now? What's the procedure when a car is totaled? Do they go to the owner of the car? You know?
Mr. Chair, I'm Madam Chair, Representative Walden. I assume they go with a vehicle to whoever have purchased it at salvage. And they would take care of plates. There was one other comment. Mr. Wood had delivered some amendments to you as well. On the definition of total vehicle, and it's on the second side of his testimony at the very top of the page, where his language states, whenever an insurer takes possession of a motor vehicle, title to a motor vehicle, fails to repair a motor vehicle, failure to repair may be a serious problem in that the vehicle the owner may choose to take a cash settlement and not repair the automobile. And in those cases, it might be some very minor dent in the car. So I think that definition has some problems in that direction.
Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Powell.
Thank you.
Joanne Peterson.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Joanne Peterson, representing the Motor Vehicles Division. The division testified before the House Interim Committee on Business and Consumer Affairs in late 1989, and I've attached to my written testimony a copy of the testimony that we presented at that time, which went through a number of the issues and concerns relating to the current title branding process, and also explained the title branding process that's in place right now, which is basically a buyer beware system. If a title is surrendered because a vehicle meets a certain definition, DMV records are flagged, and all subsequent titles and vehicle registrations reflect that brand, so subsequent purchasers may be aware that some damage occurred regarding the vehicle. Some of the major concerns that were included in that testimony included concerns that all titles are not being surrendered under current law, that the definition does, as you've heard today, leave room for discussion on the issues, that unsurrendered titles, particularly if the vehicle is completely wrecked out, the title and the vehicle identification plate from the vehicle may be used to retitle a stolen vehicle. They'll take the identification numbers off and do those things. House Bill 2297 addresses those, some of those concerns. It basically deals with getting more vehicles into the system so more consumers are aware that there has been some damage regarding the vehicle. It redefines, instead of destroyed, it defines the term totaled and makes the total loss. And we believe with this new definitions that more titles will be surrendered, therefore the potential for more people to be notified will increase. It also closes some of the loopholes in the current law. Right now, if an insurance company does not acquire the vehicle or the title, the consumer or the purchaser or the original owner is obligated to turn the title in and notify the division that it's destroyed. That person may not be aware of that, or they may not comply with that, and if they don't do that, then we have no way of knowing that, in fact, damage has occurred to the vehicle. House Bill 2297, in situations where the insurance company is aware of that kind of damage, whatever the definition turns out to be, and if they don't acquire the title from the owner, they are to both notify the owner of their obligation to turn the title into DMV, and they are to notify DMV so that whether or not we get the title, we can flag our records and brand subsequent titles. There's also a provision in there that we put notice of the definition of destroyed on our accident reporting forms, again, providing the consumer with information of what his responsibility is and what is a destroyed vehicle. The bill will have an as yet undetermined effect on the division's workload. We anticipate an increase in the branding activities resulting from notices insurers provide us when owners elect to retain the title, as well as an increased number of titles being turned in by insurance companies. Each of these will require special handling so that we can flag our title record so that we can take necessary action. Also, under current law, any vehicles that fall into this category of a destroyed vehicle or totaled or whatever we call it are required to have an inspection of their vehicle identification number when they are retitled. So there will be an increase in the number of vehicles that are inspected for that purpose. The cost of House Bill 2297 is not reflected in the division's governor's recommended budget, nor in the division's fee bill, House Bill 2275, which provides revenue to support that budget. If this bill becomes law, the division may need to request a change in the fee bill to cover any costs that are not covered by that bill currently. We do need to mention that we do have another bill, House Bill 2072, which is a bill to implement federal odometer requirements. And as part of that, there are provisions for a salvage certificate that basically provides another piece of paper to be used for transferring ownership during the interim between the time when the title is surrendered to the division and when the vehicle is rebuilt. And that's necessary for federal odometer requirements. There are fees associated with that, and if that bill is approved, including those provisions, we may not need additional funding for this. That concludes my testimony.
Questions for Joanne? Thank you very much. Thank you all for your testimony today. Committee's adjourned.